All right, we will get to a little bit later my thoughts on Nate Lenzer. What does it mean to Fred Hoiberg, the addition to the Nebraska basketball staff yesterday? I say his name. George knows him.
I wouldn't say knows him, but...
You can say... Hey, people stretch things. Yeah. You can say that you know of him?
Yeah, definitely. When he took over for the Windy City Bulls during their inaugural season, my media school for college did all the media stuff for the Windy City Bulls, and he was super duper nice. Good dude. Always open for interviews, always open to talk to people about what he had going on. So I've definitely had some conversations with him. Good guy.
All right, conversations may not be real good between Nebraska and USC. The news is now out after spring practice. Is it number five of 15 for Nebraska today in Lincoln? And there was a brief media availability. Parker Gabriel was there. He'll join us at 1:30. Scott Frost stopped by because you know what happens when you show up. When media availability happens, the first thing you look for is who is practicing and who is not. If they are in street clothes or sweat clothes, and you start rattling off, let's see, Marquise Stepp is not participating today, Omar Manning, Ramir Johnson, JoJo Doman, Ben Stilley. That's what you do. That's the first thing you do is to see who is not working out on the day. Or you also make the observation, dang, Jay Foreman and Jason Peter are awfully active at practice with the defensive guys. But you know that's out there, and it has been discussed this week about Marquise Stepp. Scott Frost has addressed Marquise Stepp's roadmap here in the spring. He is out for the rest of the spring. He had injury issues at USC. Frost saying, and I will quote here, Stepp showed up with an injury that he didn't know he had. USC, and this is me, this is not the head coach, so close the quote, may have misdiagnosed his foot injury and was not cleared medically. Shows up at Nebraska, re-aggravates that injury in the first week of practice, and now he is out for the spring. That is a loss for Nebraska. He was supposed to be the number one or co-number one running back. So he's on the shelf, and is this injury something that lingers a long time, or can it get cleared up with some surgery and some time off your feet, and you'd be good to go in the fall? Nebraska cannot mess around with a running back that has a history of a foot injury. They also need to have some speaks with USC on, you know, when guys are traded, you got to go take a physical, right? Got to take a physical before the trade is completed. If something comes up as a red flag in the physical, you're like, nah. And sometimes those trades are voided. Well, Nebraska needs to ask some questions about, was Marquise Stepp injury misdiagnosed, and did he leave USC not knowing the extent of his injury and was told something else? That stuff happens privately, but publicly, I'm not comfortable with running backs that have foot issues, and now he's out for the spring. Ben Stilley had pre-spring surgery. He'll miss the rest of spring as well. Marquise Buford will be out for spring, but the biggest news is Marquise Stepp is out for the entire spring with an injury that he did not know he had. He thought he was healthy coming from USC. It turns out he was not. I'm sure that did not go over very well because you have a position which is trying to establish itself and not take another step back, and you finally found a guy you like, and now you don't know what you have in this offense. So we'll watch that throughout the entire offseason to see if he's ready to go when practice starts at the end of July. Scott Shanley will join us next. Still have 30 minutes to get in questions for the mailbag. That's coming up at noon. Chance to win a gift card from Oscar's Pizza and Wings. Anything goes in the mailbag. We've had a lot of fun for a while now. I mean, we have extra segments. And we cover everything. Food, wrestling, music, life, football, sports, fantasy. Whatever your fantasy would be, you can ask that in the mailbag. It's the Gary Sharp Show with George on 1620 The Zone.